Live from Hollywood, California, it's The Rick Savage Show.
It is The Rick Savage Show. I'm your host, Rick Savage. Can you hear that we're in the car together again? It's been a while, right? Since a road trip episode. But here we are. I'm on the 10 East, heading to Palm Springs. The girlfriend having a girl's night. And you know, I'm a nice guy. So I said, why don't you guys take the house, you know? Also, would have been super loud. And what is it about four girls getting together and having just a sip of wine and then just screaming for the rest of the night? Why does that happen? So I figured I'd go on a little road trip because I do like just hopping in a car and going somewhere. And I debated. I was considering going more towards the coast. There's a casino north of Santa Barbara I've been wanting to go, but super expensive. And I don't know. I didn't want to deal with it. So I figured Palm Springs, nice 2-hour drive. Got the hotel room on points. So that's nice. Actually, really my girlfriend's points. Because here's a little hack. If you have a job where you travel a lot, you get a corporate card, it might be a good idea not to use that corporate card for all your expenses. Among the many things I learned from my girlfriend, that's one of them. We had a stay in London. We were there for like a month once. And so we're still spending the rewards points from Marriott. So anyway, so I'm driving to Palm Springs, going to play some poker. I've got a little list of things to do. One is to go to a thrift store, just because you get a little outside LA, you can find some good stuff. You know, I like vintage t-shirts. Every now and then there'll be a, you know, I mean, really what happens is someone dies. Someone dies, some grandpa in Palm Springs dies, rest in peace. And then they take all the stuff to Goodwill and all of a sudden you have like a 1977 Chicago Bears shirt. You're like, oh yeah, I'll pay you $7 for that. So there's one or two thrift stores. I might stop at the outlets in Morongo, but we'll see. Those outlets are a scam. And then I was really looking forward to, this is really for San Diego people. There's two culinary items I'm really looking forward to. One was, if you remember Oscars in San Diego, I think there's still a few of them, really famous for their breadsticks. You'd go there, and then as you're in line to order your food, some high school kid would come hand you a free breadstick, and they're incredible. Well, a few trips ago, I learned that the Oscars became Pat and Oscars, and then it became P&O American Grill, and I believe there was two reasons for that. One was part of the company was sold to like Sizzler or something. And then the other reason was a divorce, of course. A divorce, of course. There was some argument over who owned, you know, maybe it was whoever came up with the garlic bread or the garlic stick recipe. Either way, there's a P&O's in a mall out here in Palm Springs, and it shut down last year, so I missed it. But they do have a Santana's Mexican food, which is very similar to like a Sombrero or an Alberto's or really any Mexican food restaurant in San Diego that ends in Bertos, Alabertos, Ibertos, Rigobertos. If you got a Berto, you're going to have a good California burrito. And then I'm going to play some cards. There's one, Agua Caliente is a nice casino out there that has a nice poker room. And might play 2-5. Sometimes they have a 2-5 game. Probably just play 1-2. I'm probably driving to Palm Springs going to lose $200, spend the night, and then turn around and drive back. That's probably what's going to happen, but maybe not. We'll see. I like it out there. It's 116 degrees right now. And when it gets that hot, it's like an exciting hot. I remember last time I was there, I was running errands, and it was like 112 or something. And it was actually kind of fun, like, oh, here we go. You kind of like amp yourself up when you get out of the car. And it's not refreshing. That's not the right word, obviously. That would be an insane thing to say. But maybe exciting, yeah. So I'm driving into 116-degree weather. I've also got the road trip playlist going. It's Drive. It's called Drive on Apple Music. If you are an Apple Music subscriber, you can follow me and listen to my Drive collection. It's a lot of classic rock. It's some chill stuff. Like Tame Impala just came up and Washed Out. But then also like Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good to Me. Or Bruce Springsteen, Thunder Road. That's a classic. That's a classic road trip song. And then Jackson Browne, Running on Empty. Another classic. It was the live version that came up. I wonder if that's the only version. Is that one of those songs that like the live version is more famous than the studio? Like Everything Bob Seger? I just thought of something really dumb that's not going to translate. But whatever, we're in the car together. We're cruising. So the Comedy Store on Monday nights, they have a thing called Potluck. And it's basically where all the open mic comics go. And they throw their name in a hat. And hopefully you get selected and you can go up for 3 minutes. And basically what you do is you do that for like 10 years. And then if they like you, they make you a paid regular. So I'll talk to you in 2030 and see if my name's on the wall. But the Comedy Store has a very unique smell. And I don't know why, but one day I thought, like, it smells like a Bob Seger song. Because all of Bob Seger's songs are about Hollywood and, like, middle of the night and, like, getting drunk and finding a lady to make a mistake with and shit like that. And I love it. I am a sucker for all that cliche, like, 70s rock bullshit. And I just thought, I was like, oh, I'll get up a Potluck and I'll go, it smells like a Bob Seger song in here. And no one will understand it, and I will never be invited back. She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. He was too far from home. So anyway, so I got Bob Seger on the playlist. She took his hand. Jackson Browne. Bands don't really need to do live albums anymore, do they? I think that was such a, like, before the internet type of thing. Because now you just go on YouTube and you can watch the band live. I know Green Day released a live album a couple years ago. I'm sure some of the, like, older bands still do it. But I remember the first time I ever heard the first live album I remember. I'm sure there were other ones that I heard on the radio or something, but I got Damn the Torpedoes live. Oh, there's a highway patrolman. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk into this thing right now. Be right back. Let's see if he gets behind me. He's creeping on the right. And is he exiting? Is he exiting? Go ahead and exit. Go ahead. Yeah, there you go, Chipper. There you go, Chippy. He exited. I can put my headphones back on now. Okay, where was I? Before I was rudely interrupted by, was a guy from Chips? Eric Estrada, before I was rudely interrupted by Eric Estrada. I remember getting, I think it was called Damn the Torpedoes Live? No, because Damn the Torpedoes was the album. Fuck. Oh, Live Pack Up the Plantation? Maybe? Let's say that. Let's say it's Pack Up the Plantation. Which, you know, don't have Plantation in your album title. But it was Tom Petty's live album. And the version of Breakdown on this live album, it still gives me chills. I'll drop it in here in a second so you can hear what I'm talking about. The whole first verse is sung by the crowd. And I got that when I was maybe like 13 or something on CD. I'd never seen Tom Petty live. So it was before YouTube. So you kind of just imagine. I mean, obviously Tom Petty had huge music videos. So I knew what the guy looked like. It's not like, I'm not talking about 1965 or something, but you know, it was still the mystique behind live albums. And this one was so good. Here, listen to this version of Breakdown. It's alright if you love me. I just pulled up to the Goodwill in Cathedral City on Palm Canyon, I think, and the parking lot is full. I mean, I found a spot, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 8. There's about 20 cars in the parking lot here. So, evidently Goodwill goes off in Cathedral City, but I don't know. Let's go take a look and see what we got. And it says 112 on my car thermometer. So that's what I'm walking through right now. But here we go. We'll go take a look in Goodwill and see what happens. Oh, I like this. All the shirts are organized by color. There's a Cabo Wabo tank top. How much? $1.99. Oh, drop the shirt. Could you guess what there was a lot of at the Goodwill Palm Springs? There's a lot of baseball stuff. It's probably real popular in the desert. A lot of SDSU stuff, which is interesting. I don't know. Is SDSU close to Palm Springs? Not really, but maybe it's where people go to retire. There's a lot of Famous Stars and Straps stuff, which makes me a little sad. Remember how big Famous Stars and Straps was? Man. Atticus, Macbeth, and Famous Stars and Straps. Those Blink-182 kids figured out how to sell t-shirts, huh? Is Famous Stars and Straps even still a company? And then the only thing that would be, like, there was nothing of value in there. Basically, I'm looking for old vintage shirts, things that have a Screen Stars tag on them, like old wrestling shirts, old sports shirts. Those are always worth a couple bucks. Or, like, old Ralph Lauren Polo Bear, Tommy Hilfiger jackets, you know, stuff that gets donated after sitting in a closet for years and years and years. Not much of that stuff. There was a lot of work shirts, though, which I was in a punk rock band, is still kind of fun. There's like a lot of, there's a bunch of Smart and Final shirts, and there's a Smart and Final across the street from my house. I should have bought a Smart and Final shirt and just walked into Smart and Final. Been like, what's up, guys? Here to stock the tangerines. No one buys tangerines at Smart and Final. I'm here to stock the year's supply of ketchup packages. It's probably a little better. I don't know. Do I want to go to another Goodwill? I don't think so. You know, you pop in. It's like buying a lottery ticket, you know? Take a quick look. Man, there's still a whole section of VHS tapes, CDs, cassettes, a little bit of vinyl records, but the records are always like, you know, like Dean Martin holiday favorites. It's never like a, you're not going to find an original pressing of Sgt. Pepper's at the Goodwill store and donation center. But who's buying those VHS tapes? Even if they're only a buck. Is Goodwill pulling in a lot of money off the VHS tape? I mean, maybe in Palm Springs. Maybe the retirees still pick up a VHS from time to time. All right, I think that's it. We'll go play some cards in a little bit.
Yeah, can I have a California burrito?
And yes.
Can I have 3 roll tacos with only cheese?
Cheese, okay.
Yeah, just cheese.
Okay.
And 1 beef taco.
Okay.
And medium Diet Pepsi.
Medium Diet Pepsi, thank you.
That's it.
All right, that's on the way.
Thank you.
I'm giving you a night call. Tell you how I feel. I want to drive you through the night, down the hills. I gotta tell you something you don't want to hear.
Checking in. 5:37 a.m. Palm Springs, California. Rancho Mirage, technically, I think. So, I played about 6 hours worth of poker and left up about $250. So that's great. It's nice, this Agua Caliente. And they have a cigar lounge. And I know there's a couple cigar lounges in Hollywood, but I don't know if they also serve alcohol. This one did. So, like a classy gentleman, I went and had a Johnny Walker Black and some $10 cigar that the guy picked out for me. And it was lovely and very relaxing. And also, I got a little bit of a buzz. I don't really smoke cigars. And I got a little bit of a buzz. So it was a nice way to start playing poker. And then I played for a long time. And now I'm back here. And it's almost 6 a.m. And checkout's at noon, but I'm going to ignore that. Not really sure how they check on that kind of stuff. I'm at a hotel that's pretty spread out. So I feel like I could probably stretch it till 1 or something. It was nice playing cards. I haven't played cards live in a long time. I've been playing online here or there and watching vlogs, and I think that's helped my patience a lot. So I wasn't in any rush. And what does Mike from Rounder say? You want to win 1 big pot an hour? That's basically what I did.
Guys around here will tell you, you play for a living. It's like any other job. You don't gamble. You grind it out. Your goal is to win 1 big bet an hour. That's it. Get your money in when you have the best of it. Protect it when you don't. Don't give anything away. That's how I've paid my way through half of law school. true grinder.
If you're a fan of Hold'em, I was playing 1-3. I bought in for 200 and 1-3 no limit. And I didn't have to rebuy in. I was up and down a bunch and a couple of bad beats, but nothing that took the whole stack. And then I built it up and then left. Not immediately, though. I'm not rude about it, you know? It's like, I want a big pot. I'll spare you the details because it's boring. No one wants to hear your bad beat story or good beat. No one wants to hear poker stories. So I'm, so I'm going to leave out any details. But whatever, I did well. And then I didn't just want to get up and leave. I thought that'd be rude. So one or two more rotations, and then I got up and took off. And walked past the blackjack tables, and it was tough, but I kept walking. So it was okay. It's still like 100 degrees out, by the way. Half of Palm Springs is shut down. There's like restaurants that say like, see you in September. Because it's 115 degrees during the day. Which I guess if I ran a steakhouse, I wouldn't want a kitchen going when it's 115 out. So I might pop around Palm Springs a little bit tomorrow before I head back. You know, I got air conditioning. So I can safely cruise because I love doing that. Even if I don't go into any shops, it's just fun cruising around Palm Springs. I always think of that movie, Alpha Dog, the Timberlake movie, where they kill the kid. Sorry, no spoilers, but they kill him. Because a lot of it was shot out here. So I'll probably cruise around. I'll listen to some Timberlake. And then I'll head home. This might end up being a little short of an episode, but it's a road trip episode. And we experience this together. And hopefully you enjoyed it. And if not, that's totally fair. Because I know the audio is going to be all over the place. And you know, if you're driving, then it just sounds like we're in the car together. And hopefully that's fun for you. It was fun for me. Yeah, go ahead and leave a rating and a review. Tweet about the podcast. Tell your friends. If you missed the last episode, by the way, it was very good. It's an interview with a gentleman named Tom Mullen. Tom runs washedupemo.com and is very big in the emo scene. We talk about the music and those emo nights and the good and the bad of it, and talk about great bands like Jimmy Eat World and Refused and Taking Back Sunday. So if you haven't listened to it, go check that out. Okay. I'm going to try to get some sleep. As always, have a good week. I'll talk to you soon. See you later. Bye.
This is the Rick Savage Show.
Better than yesterday isn't for everyone.
Keep it up, Peloton!
Just one more push isn't for everyone. Being your own role model isn't for everyone.
You're crushing it, Peloton! Keep it up!
It's not for everyone, but Peloton's for go-getters, everyday heroes, and anyone who really wants it. Learn more about 30-day home trial at onepeloton.com.